Wargaming Recon is proudly sponsored by 127games.com, home of the cheapest Access and Allies miniatures. Find them at 127-games.com.
This podcast is brought to you by Noble Knight Games, where satisfaction is guaranteed. Since 1997, Noble Knight Games has been serving gamers' needs globally. They stock over 100,000 new and out-of-print board games, role-playing games, CCGs, minis, and war games. They have it all. Noble Knight Games always deliver what they promise. Speedy shipping coupled with excellent and friendly customer service makes shopping here a no-brainer. You'll find discounted pricing on most imprint games and reasonable prices on out-of-print and rare items. With over 15 years in the business, they know how to package your order so it arrives safely anywhere in the world. Want to transform your old games into that new item you've had your eye on? Check out their trading and selling your game section. They provide the shipping labels, you box up your games, and that's it. Don't forget to sign up for their weekly email newsletter where you can discover new and rare finds. Visit them online at noblenight.com. Hello, and welcome to Wargaming Recon. I am your host, Jonathan J. Reinhardt. This is actually a very special introduction. I went back into the vault and thought, you know what? I've just unpacked and got some stuff set up in the new house that my wife and I have recently bought. And I thought, instead of just being completely on break and not releasing any content for the listeners, why don't I dig back into the vaults a little bit? So I did some digging and I came across the very first episode of what has now become Wargaming Recon. I released the episode back in 2006 as part of a requirement for a workshop that I was doing at work, and I found the recording. I did a little sprucing up, so hopefully it sounds better than it did way back in 2006, and I'm releasing that episode now for all of you to hear. There's not tons in it, but I can tell you that the episode, it's really cool because, first of all, it is the very first episode of Wargaming Recon, although it wasn't called that back then. And also because it talks a lot about some things that don't exist anymore, such as the GW Webway and Black Gobbo newsletters, which were put out by Games Workshop. I have to tell you that when I was editing the episode, which was only about 13 minutes or thereabouts, that I realized I've come a long way in podcasting, because back then, every other word out of my mouth was or you know, all those verbal crutches. I feel that I've gotten away from them now. There are still some, but I've gotten away from them. Also, I just want to apologize if the audio quality for this intro is a little wonky. It's my first time recording in the new official Wargaming Recon podcast studio. The acoustics are a little different, and we'll see what happens in post-production. So if things don't sound just the same, that's why, but we're going to be getting used to that. I don't want to take any longer with this intro, so without further ado, I want to welcome you to the very first episode of what is now known as Wargaming Recon. So I want to thank you in advance for listening to it. I hope you enjoy it, and depending on the response I get from all of you, perhaps I'll be going back into the vault and pulling other classic episodes out, sprucing them up, and re-releasing them so that you can get them without all those uhs and ums and poor audio quality. So thanks again, and as always, keep on gaming. Today is Thursday, August 17th, 2006. This is the first podcast for the CWF Game Discussions blog. Just want to mention that today we have a great show. I want to welcome everyone to our first podcast. Be sure to turn up the volume. Now we're going to cue our intro music. Back. I am Jonathan Reinhardt. Right now I am sitting in my bedroom where it is pretty warm. It's a nice day outside. I worked this morning and got back, and I'm doing this podcast as part of fulfillment for an online class I'm taking through work. I work at the Wellesley Public Library. This is an online course on podcasting through Metro West, which is a big consortium of libraries, and the instructor is Beth Galloway, so I just want to give a shout-out to her and everyone else in the class with me. I'm very excited about the podcast today. I want to plug our website, www.wargamingforums.com. The name of it is a CWF Game Discussions. Motto is, you play it, we discuss it. And today, we're going to be talking about the latest GW Webway newsletter. For those who don't know, the GW Webway newsletter is a way that Games Workshop keeps in touch with the millions of customers across the globe. Games Workshop is a British company that produces miniatures games such as Warhammer Fantasy, Warhammer 40,000, a game based on Lord of the Rings, and a slew of other ones. Every week or thereabouts, they send out an email called the Webway Newsletter. It gives little promos about events that they're running and new releases. And it also plugs their online magazine, Black Gobbo 71, which is the latest one. They do all sorts of different things on there. It's a great resource to have if you're into the hobby. It is pretty good, actually. I know a lot of people aren't fans of Games Workshop. Throughout the past, they've been accused of price hikes, doing all sorts of other practices that some customers would say they're not exactly consumer-friendly or that they attempt to screw over the little guy. But we're not going to touch on any of that today. We just want to talk about the newsletter. The latest newsletter I have is from Tuesday, August 8th, and I realize that's about a week or so old. They may have sent out a new one, I just don't have it. I want to set off, they list some new releases here. These new releases happen to be for their game based on Lord of the Rings. It's a Lord of the Rings game. They've had it around for a while. It's a pretty good game. I've played it. I have different models. Concept, as with all of the games, you buy the game and the models, you glue them together, you paint them however you want to paint them, and you battle against your friends or whoever. You can do it in your home or stores, wherever. I like to do my battles at two different stores. One is down the South Shore in Abington. It's called Battleground Games, run by Derek Lloyd. They have a website. It's battlegroundgames.com. Great people. It's a great place to play. They have lots of stuff. The other place I like to play is Danger Planet Games. That's up in Waltham, Mass. Their website is dangerplanetgames.com. It's run by a guy named Brian, and he's incredible. Both Brian and Derek are great guys. They actually know each other. The new releases that came out in this issue of the Webway for Lord of the Rings happen to be a box set and two blisters. In the blisters, you typically get one or two models that you assemble or put together, and box sets tend to have a lot more. Right now, Games Workshop is putting some effort to cover all the different corners of Tolkien's world that they didn't previously cover. They're covering a new release of the Uruk-hai, and these actually, they're called Feral Uruk-hai. So as you would imagine, they're pretty savage looking, bare bones, whatever you would like to call them. They honestly don't look that different from the original Uruk-hai that Games Workshop put out. You can go to the Games Workshop website, which is games-workshop.com, and you need to choose what country you're from. But if you go in, you can look up the Feral Uruk-hai and see some photos of them. Blister Pack comes with three of these guys. It's $12. The sculpts are actually pretty cool. I've seen better sculpts, in particular when they redid their range for 40K, which is a science fiction game. It takes place in the Far Universe, kind of actually based on medieval European history. Their sculpts were incredible. These guys, they're not bad, but they're not great. I've seen better. It looks like they are relatively easy to assemble as well. It looks like they're one piece, so you don't really need to worry about putting things together. They're pretty basic. One thing with the sculpts, though, it's pretty cool. Their poses, they're very action-filled. A couple of guys look like they're running and ready to attack. They each have two blades of some sort in their hands, much like what the Uruk-hai had in the second film by Peter Jackson, based on The Two Towers. The paint job on these guys is pretty impressive. Skin tones, blending, highlights, it's incredible. Just based on looking on the models without knowing how they play in the game, I would recommend picking them up. I admit $12 may sound a little steep, but keep in mind that this hobby isn't for those without disposable income. We know that a lot of people who play are perhaps younger individuals, their parents cover the costs, or if they are around my age, and I will be 25 this December, jobs tend to cover at least some of it, and we may not be able to get items as much as or as often as we would like. But $12 for three guys is not too bad. About maybe a year or two ago, you would be able to get some sort of general type model on his own for 8 to 10, and then they started packaging two versions of them together. They would give you one mounted on some sort of steed, and they would also give you one on foot. And they were doing those for about $12, and now I believe they've gone up some. I don't have exact numbers on those, but can definitely say that $12 for three guys is pretty good. One of the other ones that they have out as a new release is also for the Lord of the Rings game. This is just like what I was talking about. It's an on-foot and mounted model for a general type character. This particular model is the Lord of the Westfold of Rohan. So he is one of the leaders for Rohan. His name is Erkenbrand. The sculpts for both of these are incredible. The steed is very animated, rippling body. You can see the muscles underlying the tissue. Model of Erkenbrand himself on the steed. He has this incredible shield with this emblazoned design on it, and he's leaning forward with his sword ready to go on the charge. It's very cinematic. Even the version on foot, it's a little more immobile, I guess would be the word. But he's looks like he's ready to take on the onslaught with shield raised up to his helmeted head and his sword drawn back, ready to go in for the kill. This particular model is selling for $22 in a blister. So, as you can see, the prices have gone up. But overall, I do have to say, even though the prices for these particular models have been going up, that the model's made out of plastic. It's not an actual regular plastic, it's special plastic that they use. Have been coming down in price. Over the past 3 or 4 years, Games Workshop has been raising the prices on all of their items. They've been going through the roof. Things that had not been given a price increase had received one of $5, $10 per item. A box of, 12, 16, or 20 guys, which used to sell for $19, was going up to $19.99, going up to $20, $24.99, $29.99. And some of them are starting to go back down. So the cost of these metal miniatures, they're made out of pewter, you need to keep in mind, kind of intuitive, helping to balance that. Games Workshop has been blaming the cost of tin and other metals throughout the world and their increase for why their metal miniatures have been increasing. Lastly, I just want to talk about the last new release. It's a box set. It's called the Eastern Invaders Box. It's a group of warriors for Sauron. With the Lord of the Rings game, Games Workshop has done a habit of creating these different Battle Force type boxes that are thematic. For example, you could get Last Alliance box for the good guys, the High Elves and the Men and so forth. Or you could get set for Mordor or the Goblins and so forth. So this is very in tune with this. This is for the Easterlings. It costs $90, and that's pretty steep, but a year or so ago, if a box like this had came out, it would probably be 100 or more. So you are seeing some savings there. According to their website, it says that it includes 6 cavalry models and 42 men on foot. That's not bad. And based on the pictures that they have, can't really zoom in or anything, but they look really good. If I still play this, which unfortunately I don't play the Lord of the Rings game anymore, but if I did, I would feel comfortable picking up some of those sets. Also in this issue of the Webway newsletter, they are talking about a new special offer. It's called the Battle for Skull Pass. It's a battalion offer. And a battalion offer, like I had mentioned, is one of the big sets. They consolidate a bunch of the smaller boxes together to try to get it to you for free. They offer maybe a special standard bearer or something like that, which is free if you buy the whole box. And the Battle for Skull Pass is their name for the new edition of their fantasy game. It's called Warhammer Fantasy. If you are purchasing this box via their advance order, and you get a battalion set and whatever one you want, they'll send you a free special miniature called Night Goblin Fanatic. They're just kind of crazy goblins, and they eat mushrooms. just kind of go wild, and I know there's a lot of drug thoughts might be going through people's heads, but I assure you it's completely innocent, and it is a family company. They're not trying to bring any of that sort of stuff up.
Wargaming Recon is a proud member of the Troll in the Corner podcast network. If you enjoy Wargaming Recon, you might enjoy some of the other shows on the network. So here's the lineup. Every Wednesday is a new episode of Indie Talks with Ben Gerber. Ben is the owner of Troll ITC, and on Indie Talks, he covers independent games, movies, television. He performs interviews with guests, gives reviews, and much more. He claims it's a bi-monthly podcast, but actually, you can get a new episode every Wednesday. Geeks Explicitly is a show I co-host with my buddy Drew McCarthy. We release new episodes every Thursday covering all aspects of geek life. Look for reviews, interviews, and much more. Of course, Wargaming Recon is a bi-monthly historical and New England gaming podcast featuring interviews, reviews, convention coverage, giveaways, and much more. Then, Gamer Tunes, another show I do, is a bi-monthly gaming music podcast where you can find music to play in your games or when you're just chilling with your gaming buddies. All music on the show is either free, freely available via the Creative Commons, or artists have given me permission to play it. You can check Gamer Tunes twice a month. Finally, Monsters of the Shattered World is a monthly podcast hosted by Brent Newhall. Brent is one of the other editors at trollitc.com. Monsters of the Shattered World is a story-type podcast just like the old Sherlock Holmes radio. If you like any of these, or you just want to see what's going on, please head over to trollitc.com. Be sure to click on the Troll in the Corner Podcast Network logo.
Hey there, this is Ben Gerber from Troll in the Corner, and I'd like to invite you to listen to my podcast, Indie Talks. Indie Talks is a discussion about independent publishing, where we take a look at indie games, the people who write them, and the people who play them. We're going to branch a little farther afield as well and talk to some independent television and movie stars and creators, as well as crafters, all of who are related to gaming in some way, shape, or form. So please join me on the Troll in the Corner Network at trollitc.com and give Indie Talks a listen.
This is Andreas, Apprentice of the White Order. I would like to invite you to listen to my letters, a humble collection of my observations of the various beautiful and very, very dangerous creatures that inhabit my world. I hope you enjoy it as part of the Monsters of the Shattered World on Troll in the Corner at trollitc.com.
Hi, this is Tristan.
And this is Ben.
And this is Growing Geeks, a podcast where we talk about parenting as geeks
and use our skills to raise the next generation of awesome people.
We all started out as a ball of lightning, and we'll all end up as ammonium chlorine, and somewhere in between we'll rule the world. Yes, somewhere in
Wargaming Recon is a proud member of the Troll in the Corner podcast network. Visit www.trollitc.com for more information. This recording is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial Share Alike 3.0 license. Look for Wargaming Recon online at www.wargamingforums.com. We're also on Twitter, Facebook, and Stitcher Radio. You can learn more about this episode by reading the show notes on our blog. Many thanks to Andrew and Court for inspiring the show's name. Thank you for listening, and keep on gaming.
If you heard it and you do like it, good. If you don't like it, what I'm supposed to do.